Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
What's in today's Friday 4-Pack?
Friday 4-Pack, it is Jones and Keith, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We've covered a lot of ground on the show today. Top 5 Friday all-time Browns. You can seek that out at Jones and Keefe on Twitter, at Keefe21, at Jones WEEI. Touched on the NBA's latest in the gambling scandal. What does that mean for us as bettors? I shudder to think if they take away prop bets. Like, that's the best way to bet. So I'm a little nervous about that, and other leagues have been put on notice as well. Plus, a lot of talk about the Patriots and the Browns. We'll get back to that at high noon. We'll get to the Bruins coming up about 15 minutes from now. So we'll have the week in review. And,
oh, doctor!
Keeps keys to Pats and Browns at 1 o'clock. So stay tuned for all of it. But it's the Friday 4-Pack. What is first up in the 4-Pack today, Billy?
Woo! What player off the Browns, besides Myles Garrett, would you want on the Patriots?
Can't pick Myles Garrett, Jones.
Cannot take Myles.
Got to pick somebody else.
Okay, I actually think this is better options than we've had recently in some of these last couple of games.
I agree.
So I like this guy in the draft. He's a rookie. He's playing very well. He's on defense at a position in need. I like Carson Schwessinger, the linebacker out of UCLA, who I think was one of the first picks of the second round, if not the first pick, first or second pick of round two. He's playing like a first rounder.
Yeah.
To me, they need help there. I've been underwhelmed by Spillane. Our guy Christian Ellis gets benched every other game. Who likes Jelani Tavai?
Nobody.
They could use another linebacker, and I like Schwessinger. I liked him coming out, and he's been really good through 7 games.
Yeah, for a team that I don't think is very good, they do have a handful of players you would want, which is different from the last couple of games. So I'll go with one of the guys that Mike Vrabel, I believe, referred to as a sticky corner. I'll go with Denzel Ward.
Now, Ward's great.
Not a position in need for the Patriots, but he's just that good. There's probably a handful of guys. Like, if they're, you know, Patrick Surtain, you'd take, even though you have Gonzalez. Marcus Jones has been good. Carlton Davis. But Denzel Ward's still in his 20s, one of the top 10, easily, top 8 corners in the league. The other guys I considered were Joel Bitonio, the left guard.
Yep.
He's like an all-pro every year, I feel like.
He's been there a long time, too, yeah. You consider Judkins?
I did.
Judkins coming out too, and they need a running back, so maybe I overlooked that one, to be honest.
And another guy was having a down year, but Jerry Jeudy was awesome a year ago, and maybe is a victim of their quarterbacks this year. But Jerry Jeudy, I think, could be productive. Like, in a vacuum, I think he'd be their number two here.
He might lead the league in drops this year. He's been real.
Dropping a lot of passes?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize
right in the
that.
Chest, and he just drops it.
Interesting.
Well, I don't like that.
I don't either.
He was super productive last year, and he's only 26.
I still don't get their trade. With the Jaguars,
Tyson Campbell, though. And
I swapped corners.
Yeah,
right?
So I'm not talking about the draft day one, which that's actually another great one. Mason Graham is another great one. Mason Graham has been an absolute beast there for them.
Yeah,
and
they got some guys.
They traded down while the Jags moved up and got Travis Hunter. So Schlesinger actually might have been a part of that, or maybe it was Judkins who was a part of that trade. But no, I didn't get their trade with the Jaguars. Tyson Campbell came in and had a pick six in his first or second game with the Browns. I like the guy they traded, though. I like Newsom was another corner that I liked.
Yeah.
But I actually think the Browns have some talent. Most of it's on defense. Right. And if they could ever get a quarterback, I'd say look out.
So you wouldn't go Deshaun Watson?
I would not.
Not your pick?
I would not go Deshaun, nor Dylan Gabriel,
yeah.
Nor even Shedeur Sanders, who I like.
You know who I liked in the draft, too, was Harold Fannin. Harold Fannin, who caught like 1,000 passes at Bowling Green, is pretty good. He's been productive for him.
Well, and he'll be more productive. Njoku didn't play last week. Yeah. He might play this week. They might trade him. So, like, whenever they clear Njoku out of there, he could really take over that position. Yeah. What else do we have, Billy?
What all-time Browns jersey would you want most?
All right, so they have some good ones. Andre Risen, one of my favorites.
I noticed you mentioned him.
I mean, Eric Metcalf, I liked a lot, the return guy.
I noticed you mentioned him.
Yeah, I like Metcalf. He was also, I have his Falcons jersey brag, but he came into the league with the Browns. Probably made a Pro Bowl, I'm guessing, as like a return guy with them. Now, if I broke my rule of guys younger than me, Baker Mayfield. And it's also sort of like an FU because
great
he was good there. Then they got rid of him. And now he's like even better.
That is a really
Baker
good
Mayfield,
one.
Yeah.
I mentioned Peyton Hillis.
Yep.
So Peyton Hillis would be a good one. There was a year where I owned a ton of Cleveland Browns in fantasy.
Sick brag, bro.
It was Kellen Winslow, good guy. Kellen Winslow Jr.
Why
am I blanking?
My buddy went to the U at the same time as him, brag.
Who was the receiver who was there with them who went to the Jets? Braylon Edwards.
Braylon Edwards. But you're thinking of Joe Giravicious.
I don't know. Joe Giravicious was on that team, too.
Yeah, Braylon Edwards for Pryor.
But you know who kind of came out of nowhere and had a real nice fantasy year?
Jerome Harrison.
That's a good one. Derek Anderson. You remember Derek Anderson?
The quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was friends with Sarah Underwood. Not that Sarah Underwood.
No, the Playboy Sarah Underwood who was on G4. Nice.
He was like college pals with her from Oregon State.
Yeah.
Small world.
Beavers.
Got it.
Is what they were.
Sure were.
So I like Derek Anderson.
Derek Anderson?
Yeah, well, he had a nice year in there one
what
year.
Like Manziel?
It was a good ride. I like Johnny Football.
Johnny Manziel?
I like
Things
Johnny Football.
Are going football. Well for him, it seems
yeah,
like?
No, it's going real well.
Things are going fine for Manziel?
Josh Gordon jersey?
Josh Gordon. I love Josh Gordon.
Yep.
Or you do the one that the guy... That
Derek Anderson was a Pro Bowler in 2007. What a year.
Well, Drake May was a Pro Bowler last year. Mac Jones
was
a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, but this is 20 years ago. This is when they weren't handing out the honorable mentions there so much.
The custom jersey of the Browns fan that has every quarterback they've had since 2002. That's also a good one. Just every single name.
I want
all
that
the way
jersey.
Down. It goes like down to your feet.
That's a great one. That is a really good one. What else, Billy?
Will Shedeur Sanders start this season?
Yes.
Kind of has to.
Yeah.
No, but they hate him, though, is the thing. Like,
yeah, but is little itty-bitty boy body Dylan Gabriel going to last the whole year over there?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
No. No.
So but Shedeur kind of has to play.
But he's like reluctantly the backup right now. Stefanski didn't even want to do it. And you're like, is he even going to be the backup? Didn't really want to do it. I don't think he can stand him.
Yeah, but again,
but
Dylan Gabriel gets hurt, he has to start a game.
He doesn't have to.
Who else do they have?
So if he gets hurt, I think
do they have Zappy?
They get the Zapster.
Oh, maybe he doesn't, actually. I take it back. Maybe the Zapster gets back in there.
So this might happen. If he gets hurt in the game and can't return in the game.
I actually want a Zappy jersey. I add that to the list.
Does Sanders replace him? So say this Sunday, Dylan Gabriel gets hurt. He's the backup, right, now?
Yeah.
So he goes in. But I don't know
if he starts
the game.
No, I get your point.
Yeah, no, I think they hate him so much. I'll say no.
I thought they only had two quarterbacks. No, you might be right.
Yeah.
You might be right. They might go to the Zapster,
yeah.
Which I honestly approve of.
Uh-huh.
What else?
What's the first thing you think of when you hear Cleveland Browns?
So for me, it's just like loser franchise. I know they've had some success. Baker Mayfield went to won a playoff game, for God's sakes. So it's not like they haven't made the playoffs in 50 years. But it's just anytime you think of like a doormat team, you're like, oh, the Cleveland Browns. Like they are even below teams like the Lions and the Bills. The Bills have had like a resurgence, but they've obviously have not won a Super Bowl. But Cleveland's not even close. And like in our lifetime, they haven't even like sniffed it.
No.
Like they're a mess.
So I guess just from, hearing about it and just being a kid watching the old like NFL films things like the two are the drive and the fumble, right? So
yeah,
the drive is Elway and the Broncos moving it the fumble was Ernest Byner. Ernest Byner, I think, right?
Yeah.
So those are two that like I've heard about, but I don't remember those. What I do remember is how the team moved.
Like, yes.
Ripping the seats out of the stadium. Belichick's there with Art Modell. Crazy, yeah. It was a disaster. Like, yeah. that is legitimately something I remember. I don't remember the fumble. I don't remember the drive. I'm aware mm-hmm. of them. But I wouldn't say those are things I think of and I experienced and watched.
Yeah.
That move and how visceral that was and how much people were angry about, again, ripping the stadiums out and burning Art Modell in effigy.
Crazy.
Like,
and then the Ravens winning the Super Bowl yes. like 2 years later or 4 years later, yeah, whatever it was.
It's Bill's ninth Super Bowl is what that is. Yeah,
no, I know. You
it's his,
for that. He
it's
built
his ninth ring. Yeah.
He drafted Ogden and uh-huh. Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, that whole thing of it and then them sitting out for a few years and then just being like rewarded this team back. Like, you're the Cleveland Browns again. You're like, what? That's kind of weird.
It's very strange.
But then they've always been so bad. And then, honestly, we were just joking about it, but the quarterback thing and them drafting a quarterback every year for the longest time, and it was like Brandon Whedon and Brady Quinn and Johnny Manziel and all these guys that were – Tim Couch was the number one overall pick, all those guys failing. They got Mayfield, who was pretty good, and then they're like, oh, now we got to get Deshaun Watson. And you're like, oh, that was dumb. That was really dumb.
It was not great.
But they had a million guys. They had, like, Connor Shaw played quarterback for them. They had Terrell Pryor played quarterback for them. It was just, like, a who's who. Well, probably all the McCowns.
Derek Anderson, of course.
Yeah, Derek Anderson. That was, like, the high. That was
forget him.
That was a pretty good time in Browns history.
When did they? Yeah, so they have the whole history again. So they.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to.
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Started back up in 99.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times they've made the playoffs since 99? Since they the rebooted Browns in 99. Do you know how many times they made the playoffs?
Since 99. So Baker Mayfield made it once, right?
Yep.
Stefanski.
They made it in 2020.
Was that Stefanski?
Stefanski's first year. Yep.
Oh, okay. Is that it?
They lost in the divisional round that year, which means I think they must have won a... Did they win a playoff game?
Yeah, yeah. Baker Mayfield beat the Steelers in
the
playoffs.
Okay, so he won a playoff game. Yeah. Their other two were wild card losses. Flacco made it a couple of years ago, 2023.
Oh, that's right, because they were like, what a big deal it was at all those quarterbacks. Yeah.
And the only other time they made it was with Butch Davis in 2022. I'm sorry, 2002, right?
You have a real problem with that.
I do. Yeah. 2002.
2002.
They went 9-7, lost in the wild card round. They made it in 2020.
So they
Baker,
got in the playoffs Baker over Mayfield. The Pats that year. Remember, was there a bunch of teams 9-7 and they got in? Or maybe they won their division.
No, I think, well... Yeah, good question.
They might have been one of the teams that took their
three
spot.
Playoff appearances since they rebooted the team, and I don't think this is their year.
No,
I'll go out on a limb and say this is
for
not
sure
their year.
Not their year. But it sure shows you like how bad that franchise has been. And Stefanski, I'm sure there are people calling for Stefanski to get fired, but he's not the one that put together that roster with 6 quarterbacks in the preseason, 2 of them from the same draft class. You traded another pick for another guy that you later dumped. Then you brought in Joe Flacco, who you traded. And I don't think the coach even knew you were going to trade him.
Nope.
And yet he has gotten that team to the playoffs twice in his time. So Stefanski's not a bad coach.
Since they rebooted, he's the best coach in the history of that franchise.
By
not that it's saying
far,
much, but it's really.
They also went 0-16. They have an 0-16 under their belt, and then they were on Hard Knocks. It might have even been that year. And watching Hugh Jackson try to coach that team was amazing, because you're like, Hard Knocks is hit or miss, but you can usually tell if the head coach has any kind of control over the team.
Yep.
And it was Hugh Jackson. And then his coordinators were Todd Haley and Greg Williams, who I think hated each other. And they also probably hated Hugh. And you're like, this team sucks.
And they had the offensive line coach where every time he said hut, his whole stomach would move.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that guy was the man.
That guy was the man.
Hugh Jackson spent two full seasons.
I'm looking at it.
1-15, 0-16.
And then he came back. They brought him back after going 0-16.
Right.
And then he got fired.
And then Greg Williams took over. And then they brought in Freddie Kitchens because... he had a good relationship with Mayfield.
The whole thing has been a disaster.
And then they fired Kitchens, and then it's been Stefanski since.
No, that 2018 team, I don't know what week did they fire Hugh Jackson. I'm not sure. But they won a bunch at the end of the year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They won 5 of their last 7 games. So I think
Hugh Jackson coached half the season. He went 2-5-1.
Right. Then they were actually pretty
good.
They
went on a heater with Bounty Gate Greg Williams as their coach.
And Kitchens. So they brought him back. Yes. And then the next year was a disaster. And then shortly after that, Baker Mayfield's out of Cleveland.
Freddie Kitchens went from like assistant QB coach to like head coach in like 6 months.
And he's the future head coach at UNC.
He probably is the next in line.
Hey, he'll take over for Belichick again.
Again.
You're right.
They're going to get whooped tomorrow.
So there you go. That's the Friday 4 pet. Who they got tomorrow?
UVA.
Oh, yeah.
Virginia, top 20 team.
Beatdown.
Yeah, probably.
You see when the fans stormed the field against Florida State like a month ago? It's like players, that's one of those. Normally I'm like, oh, don't storm the field. People are going to get hurt. That's one where I'm like, I think that kid on Florida State died. I'm like, I think.
This is not a good idea.
Just buckets and buckets of people just trampled that poor Florida State wide receiver.
That was the fastest field storming ever.
Yeah, no, that was up there.
The ball wasn't even on the ground yet.
No, I'm like, I think that guy's dead.
That was banned on the field style, Stanford Cal.
Normally, I am not one of these clutch my pearls, don't let kids rush the floor, floor or the field. That's one where that was dangerous. 617-779-7937. That's the Friday 4-pack every Friday here on Jones and Keefe.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.